When a patient with state-provided dental care sees a dentist in Wisconsin, the state reimburses 40% of the bill. As a result, many Wisconsin dentists refuse to see such patients rather than lose money. To make sure treatment is available to all citizens, the state has clinics specifically for low-income patients and often pays for their transportation. But Karen Spitzer, president of the La Crosse District Dental Society, says there's a cheaper solution to state assistance.
There are more than enough dentists in the state of Wisconsin that there really is not a problem of access to care. It's a matter of reimbursing us for the work that we're doing.
For the last year, Spitzer has worked with a group of lawmakers and healthcare officials to develop a pilot program for La Crosse, Brown, and Racine counties. The program would use $8 million of state funds to offer 75% reimbursement to dentists who see low-income patients. Spitzer says she was thrilled when she saw the pilot program get the green light on Governor Doyle's version of the budget.
We were jumping for joy because we knew we could prove to them that we can treat the patients in our area at that reimbursement rate.
Spitzer says a similar program in Michigan successfully changed the way that state provides dental care. But she says her group will need the governor to veto the Republican proposal and reinstate the pilot program into this year's budget in order to show it could work for Wisconsin, too. Adam Hintertour, Wisconsin Public Radio.